Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, December 12th. Currently with fog and mist conditions, it is 43 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is southeast at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.78. The dew point is 41 degrees, and the wind chill is 37 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The Barton County Sheriff said a suspect in a 1980 cold case homicide has been arrested in Sumner County. Mary Robin Walter was killed January 24, 1980, just west of Great Bend. She was found shot several times in her Nelson Trailer Park home. A person of interest at the time, Stephen Hanks, was recently arrested. Hanks was Walter's neighbor at the time of the killing. He's 68 now and was arrested last month. He's being held at the Barton County Jail. The Liberal Police Department hosted its annual Shop with a Cop over the weekend. J.P. Bizette has details.
Over 1,600 toys were donated to the Marine Corps Reserve's Toys for Tots program last year in Ellis County. This year, drop-off boxes are located throughout Hays, accepting donations until December 10th. Toys dropped off will go to kids in Ellis County as well as 14 other counties throughout northwest Kansas. Money donations can be made on the Ellis County Toys for Tots website, which also provides a link to the application for toy recipients. I'm J.P. Bizette.
And this is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Well, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. Ready to check out? Here we go. Clean air. I don't see a price on that.
Price check on clean air.
What else have we got here? Clean water. Gotta check that, too.
Price check on clean water.
Let's see. Healthy habitat for you.
You can't put a price on our environment. What you can do is support those farmers and others who care for our priceless natural resources. Conservation, there's something in it for you. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Laura Kelly recently announced that participation in post-secondary education at Kansas adult correctional facilities has increased by more than 50% over the past year. And as of November, all 9 Kansas Consortium of Correctional Higher Education, or KCCHE, member colleges have been accepted to the U.S. Department of Education Pell Experimental Site Initiative, which provides need-based Pell grants to people in prison. Because of these partnerships, Kansas now leads the country as the only state to provide Pell-eligible college programming in every adult correctional facility. There are currently 22 higher learning programs available in all adult correctional facilities within Kansas, and programs vary from career and technical education to associate degrees in a variety of studies, and bachelor's degrees in computer information systems and business administration or management. Today, there are 545 students enrolled in college courses, with 46 in bachelor's degree programs, 338 in associate's degree programs, and 161 students in certificate or certified technical education programs. Expanding post-secondary education opportunities is one way in which the Kansas Department of Corrections is delivering on its goal of providing individualized, evidence-based, and data-driven services and increasing access to programs that increase public safety. Governor Kelly invites job seekers and employers to participate in the last statewide virtual job fair that's being offered for 2022. This virtual fair, hosted by Kansas Works, will take place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Wednesday, December 14th. The virtual statewide job fair portal features a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And registration is required in order to participate in the event, regardless of your previous participation. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said the statewide virtual job fairs have been very successful in helping Kansans find new career paths. And with companies hiring throughout the state, there are jobs available for anyone that's looking. The Kansas Work Centers are ready and willing to help. Workforce development teams provide assistance with the job search process, creating effective resumes, job training, job placement, and more. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers might request to engage in a video interview on the spot. Candidates can participate by any digital device, and any individual with a disability can request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center prior to the event. You can visit kansasworks.com and click on the link to register for the December 14th virtual job fair. Fort Hays State University will recognize approximately 1,100 graduates during its third annual fall commencement this Friday, December 16th for in-person and Saturday, December 17th for the virtual ceremonies. Graduates who have chosen to participate in person will be honored in two ceremonies on Friday at Gross Memorial Coliseum, and all graduates will be recognized in two virtual ceremonies on Saturday. And all the ceremonies, in person and virtual, will be broadcast on the Tiger Media Network. Recordings of the virtual ceremonies will be archived on the Tiger Media Network YouTube channel, with the link provided on the commencement website under the Programs and Videos tab. The commencement schedule, maps, directions, links to accommodations in Hays, and general information can be found at fhsu.edu/commencement. During a recent Kansas legislative budget hearing, predictions of revenue for the upcoming year were discussed, and forecasts show rough times ahead for farmers across the state. According to the Kansas Legislative Research Department and Kansas Division of the Budget, which released estimates ahead of the budget hearing, Kansas has experienced steady growth in farm income over the past few years. However, drought and rising material costs are predicted to negatively impact farmers, especially in western Kansas, which has been struggling with drought since early 2019. Corn, soybean, wheat, and sorghum crops yields decreased by 20% compared to 2021. And overall, Kansas's agricultural exports for this year are still expected to have the same value as last year, in the range of $5 billion. Kansas's unemployment rate decreased by 0.6 percentage points from 2021 to 2022, shifting from 3.2% to 2.6%. However, in 2023, unemployment rates are predicted to have a slight increase, rising to 3.5% overall unemployment. Job recovery is also on the rise. Kansas lost 157,400 jobs between February and April of 2020 and has recovered more than 80,000 of those lost jobs. In Nebraska news, the new Nebraska legislative session is just weeks away, with one state lawmaker believing that some controversial bills have a good chance at passing. Senator Tom Brewer said that includes his gun rights bill, which would bring constitutional carry to Nebraska. The proposal fell just two votes short of the 33 needed to overcome a filibuster last legislative session, and Brewer said November's election made the Nebraska legislature slightly more conservative, so he believes there are finally enough votes to advance several pressing issues. Nebraskans can already legally open carry, but Brewer's bill would allow gun owners to conceal carry without a permit. And Brewer previously said that people who want to conceal carry will know how to use guns, even though training requirements would no longer be mandatory. In addition to a lack of training, opponents like Senator Megan Hunt said they were also concerned about vigilante justice, and both the Lincoln Police Union and the Lincoln Police Department are opposed to the bill. Brewer said priorities this upcoming session include lowering property taxes and reforming how Nebraska funds their schools, and that includes a school choice bill. The senator also believes upcoming bills will address decarbonization goals and use of renewable energy. He said wind and solar energy are more expensive, along with being less reliable, and they also tear apart our rural communities. The new legislative session is set to begin in Lincoln on January 4th. Schools in the Tri-Cities area and older adults have been seeing more cases of RSV, with the seasons changing and respiratory symptoms coming to the forefront. Schools have been seeing more children absent recently because of these symptoms, and Nebraska has been among some of the states that have seen very high activity levels when it comes to influenza. Twin Rivers and Kearney said although the trends are going down recently, there's still not a vaccine for RSV. Jackie Connery, who is the community health nurse supervisor for Twin Rivers and Kearney, said unfortunately what they're seeing this year is that it's really affecting everybody. She said RSV right now doesn't have a vaccine, and the best thing to do this season for any upper respiratory disease is to make sure and wash your hands. Don't touch your face or your nose or anything like that when you're out and about. Be sure if you have any symptoms of respiratory issues to get plenty of rest and to call your doctor if you're concerned. An inmate has died at the community hospital in McCook. According to the Department of Correctional Services, 47-year-old Robert Weindorf died Saturday for reasons yet to be determined. He was incarcerated at the work ethic camp and was serving a sentence of 3 to 10 years and 45 days for charges out of Buffalo County that included possession and distribution of methamphetamine. Though the cause of death is still unknown at this time, Weindorf was receiving treatment for a medical condition. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services and a grand jury will conduct an investigation. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, December 7th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Dean Little, and Robert Bowman, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve the November 16th, 2022 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. Donna Lowry with the Norton Chamber of Commerce presented an amended agreement between the city and the Norton Convention and Tourism Committee, changing the qualifications required for the committee members. A discussion was then held on the changes and the processes needed for changing the agreement. City Attorney Abigail Horn presented an agreement required by the USDA for the city's applications for USDA grants. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the legal services agreement, and the motion carried. Chief of Police Gerald Cullenberg reported that he has turned in his notice and will be retiring from the city. He stated that the last day will be January 11th of 2023, and City Administrator James Maru reported that work will be starting soon on the Water Plant Filter 3 renovation project. James also reported that they have found a different potholer for $92,500. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Robert Bowman to purchase the potholer for $92,500 to be paid 50% from the electric fund, 25% from the special highway fund, and 25% from the street department under the general fund, and the motion carried. Andrew Black reported that the Public Safety Committee met and discussed code enforcement, court collections, and issues at 307 South Kansas, and Andrew also reported that the police department has hired a new officer. Fire Chief Cameron Archer reported that he has two new firemen on the department, but he also will be losing two firemen. Cameron stated that after 26 years of service, Assistant Fire Chief Kyle Jones is retiring from the department with his last day of December 10th of 2022. And Cameron then stated that the new Assistant Fire Chief is Andrew Black. Andrew Black stated that he has had several complaints about parking at the East Campus, and Gerald Jones stated that he has noticed people parking in the loading and unloading zone on State Street. A discussion was held on the issues and what could be done to alleviate the problems. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to approve applications for the 2023 cereal malt beverage licenses, and they are Town and Country Kitchen for consumption on the premises, Pizza Hut of Norton for consumption on the premises, Casey's General Store not for consumption on the premises, Alta Convenience Store not for consumption on the premises, Love's Country Store not for consumption on the premises, and Jamboree Foods Incorporated not for consumption on the premises. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Andrew Black to apply a $1.50 cost of living adjustment to ranges 5 through 21 of the city pay scale and to salaried employees for 2023, effective with the pay period in January. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to not initiate the automatic escalator in utility rates for the Water, Sewer, and Refuse Department, and the motion carried. Dennis Gilhausen presented an ordinance increasing the monthly salary for the mayor and council to $500 per month. A motion was made by Dennis and seconded by Ron Briery to waive the first formal reading of Ordinance 1758, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 1, Article 2, pertaining to compensation for the city council and mayor within the city of Norton, and the motion carried. Dennis also stated that city employees will receive Friday, December 23rd, and Monday, December 26th, off for the Christmas holiday. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to transfer surplus funds totaling $70,000 to the Municipal Equipment Reserve Fund and $18,000 to the Capital Improvement Fund for 2022, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 23 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:38 p.m. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools: at 4 p.m. is the Junior Varsity Scholars Bowl at the Norton Community High School. Also at 4 p.m. is the Junior High Basketball with Ellis. And at 7 p.m., the USD 211 Board of Education meeting. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School: for lunch, you'll be having spaghetti, tossed salad, peaches, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken strips, whipped potatoes, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Sloppy Joe's, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your local experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there is a slight chance of drizzle before 11 a.m., and then showers are likely mainly after 5 p.m. There'll also be areas of dense fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy with a high near 52 and breezy with a southeast wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation of 60%. For tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, mainly before 2 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 a.m., with a low around 35 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation tonight is 90%. On Tuesday, there's a chance of rain showers before 3 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m., and then a chance of snow showers after 4 p.m. Also, some thunder is possible with increasing clouds and a temperature rising to near 45 by noon and then falling to around 32 during the remainder of the day. And it should be breezy tomorrow with a southeast wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation on Tuesday is 30% with little or no snow accumulation expected. And on Tuesday night, there's a 20% chance of snow showers before 9 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 17. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be partly sunny with the high near 35 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. On Thursday, partly sunny with the high near 34 and breezy. On Friday, mostly sunny with the high near 33 and breezy. On Saturday, sunny with the high near 33. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with the high near 31. Currently with fog and mist conditions, it is 43 degrees. The humidity is 93%, the wind speed is southeast at 10 miles per hour, the barometric pressure is 29.78, the dew point is 41 degrees, and the current wind chill is 37 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 824.
What if this holiday season you could give your loved ones the gift of never, ever having to bend down or touch their shoes to put them on? Like ever again? That's a pretty powerful gift. And that gift would be new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. That's right. With new Skechers Slip-ins, your loved ones can just step in and go to put their shoes on. Plus, they come in all your favorite fashionable styles for the whole family, including kids. Find Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Don't skip Christmas. Skip your loan payment. United Northwest Federal Credit Union understands that times are tough, which is why we are offering a holiday skip-a-pay opportunity. For only $40, you can skip your December loan payment and have a little extra money in your pocket. Exclusions may apply. For more information or to apply, stop in or call us at 785-877-5191. UNWFCU is an equal housing lender and NCUA insured.
KIA in sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Chiefs got a big win on the road, 34-28 over the Denver Broncos, and Patrick Mahomes is now not only undefeated against the Denver Broncos in his career, but also has never lost a road divisional game for his Kansas City Chiefs. And speaking after the game, Patrick Mahomes discussed the fact that he's gotten so many wins on the road here in the division so far to start his career, and what it means to him to get so many of these big wins on the road each and every year.
Yeah, I mean, first off, I think it's really cool, the stadiums that we get to go to and the fan bases. I mean, if you look at our division, I mean, the stadiums and the fan bases are top-notch. So you know when you go, it's going to be loud. It's going to be at an awesome stadium, awesome venue. And you got to play your best football to win. And I did just enough today against a really good defense. I mean, they have a really good defense to win. And we focus on those teams all offseason. We like the Denver, obviously, the Chargers, the Raiders. And we try to have a game plan for them, and we try to execute at a high level.
KIA in sports, I am Fulton Castor.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank, experts in ag lending, with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Member FDIC.
You may remember our smiling faces from behind the counter at the movie theater. Perhaps it was at a chamber event or maybe at the ball field. The team at Solutions North Bank is grounded in the communities that we serve because your home is our home too. Stop in and get to know what the community banking experience feels like because the hometown support means more than just a simple transaction. Solutions North Bank, solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, a dense fog advisory is in effect across parts of western and central Kansas. That is due to some moisture coming in around a very strong area of low pressure in the western part of the U.S. In response to that, we have a low-pressure system also developing across western Kansas near the surface, and it is ushering in more moisture, and that is leading to the fog and drizzle across the central part of the state. This is going to continue for a while today. Combine that with gusty south to southeast winds throughout the afternoon. Moisture comes in. The deep low starts to move into the high plains. And we may even have some rain and thunderstorms in central and eastern Kansas tonight. Some of those may produce some pretty meaningful rainfall up to an inch in some areas, especially in southern Kansas. A few of the storms may produce some